I want to bring you back to the days prior to negotiation talks of government, and when the deal was done, if we want to say that, and we took the bold move to go into government. And I met the Taoiseach at the time, Enda Kenny, and I could have gone for almost any job I wanted, and I would have got it. I looked for one job. I looked for OPW with the responsibility of flooding. Why? Because I'm passionate. I believe in the OPW that we can deliver on schemes right across the country. I believe that people says to me on the nights and the days afterwards, why did you take the OPW? They're the hardest people to work with. I can assure everyone in the House, they're the best outfit that I have ever worked with. And I've worked with a great number of people throughout my political career and in my profession as a self-employed person with people in companies that have worked right across this country. And I can tell you, each and every one of you, that I have faith, and I ask you to have faith in the OPW as well. Can I start in relation to the first comments in relation to Inis Eoghan and Mr Donegal? And I have this thing in any place I visit. I'm not one of these ministers that arrives in on a white horse and rides out and never to be heard again. I will be visiting Donegal on Tuesday next, or Monday afternoon onto Tuesday, to see the good work that was done, both by the officials, by the elected representatives, and by the people of Donegal, the people that suffered most. But also to reassure the people that my department is working very, very closely with Donegal County Council to make sure that we have fences, defences and channel cleaning and whatever is necessary that we can do to help on her. But I would bring you to the point, and this is a thing right across this constituency of every elected member here. Local authorities and councillors need to work closely at budget time, providing money for cleaning the channels. When we have floods, everyone appeals to government. Government must deliver this, government must deliver that. But elected members in areas where we have flooding have a huge duty going forward to ring fence money at budget time, and I will back money that they come into my department. Once they have the money to back, I will do the job. We have changed areas in minor work schemes to allow the money to be spent and spent wisely and correctly to help people. I'm very, very close to making an announcement where I'm going to pick four counties where I'm going to put in a pilot scheme for channel cleaning. It's not a major amount of money, but I want to get the local authorities working in a situation where they can get over environmental issues, other major issues they may encounter through the fisheries, through the parks and wildlife, that we can work together and start a pilot scheme that can go on and develop and be bigger and bigger going forward. And I'm working with Minister Owen Murphy in relation to that in terms of environment. In relation to the farmers and the people you mentioned, as you well believe, no, that doesn't fall on my rip. But I'm a member of government, and if you put those questions to me, I gladly bring them to the relevant ministers and deal with them. The whole talk in relation then to climate change. For the first time, I'd say, in the last 10 years, government has put money right across every department. And it's a step in the right direction. Yes, we'd like to see and do more, but it's unfair to criticise, say that we're not leading. We are leading, and we're working very, very well in things. I'd like to invest and see a lot more investment into it, but we are making small steps, but steps in a positive way. The whole talk then in relation to insurance. People know where I stand with insurance, and people know that in relation to OPW, we build walls. We work with insurance companies to make sure where we can to get insurance for those people. But it's a complete matter for deeper within the Minister Pascal Dunne's remit. And people get somewhat taken away and come to me about insurance. I've met with insurance companies. I've been met with about 3 weeks, 4 weeks ago. We put suggestions to them and waiting a response back. And I gladly keep work with the insurance company to see can we develop more. Mayo was being mentioned here by Senator Mulhern, and I want to reassure that since I've come in, and I would point out I'm only 4 months in the job, but I have taken Mayo by the scruff of the neck, and I have wanted to deliver. I know Minister Michael Ring is on a complete path to my door every day of the week as the Senator. So I can assure Senator Mulhern that everything that's been done to fast-track it is being done, and I'm in a position close to making a decision shortly in which I'll get a report back to my department in relation to Mayo. In relation to Athlone, Senator McFadden, what's my legacy? I don't want a legacy. I want to help people, I want to protect people, and I want to make sure that whatever ever can be done will be done. But I would assure you that everything that's possible in relation to Athlone and the Greater Shannon region is being done at the present time. I would say to you, many ministers came through this house and made promises, but I'd be the first to put diggers on the Shannon since Queen Victoria. It was never done before, and I can assure you that when I went looking for a licence, I applied for 8 licences, I got 7. We carried out 5 areas where we'd done work. The other 2 areas, the Shannon was too high, but that was starting in the new year. And that maintenance programme will continue on. Athlone has plenty of channel cleaning, you know, a place where you grew up yourself, in McCrae's Bridge down the canal, that work is continuing to be happening there. You know from your time as a councilman to the Al River when it flooded Muller Park, that work has been done. All these good things be done. You know, prior to I coming in here, we talked about 4 schemes for Athlone. Athlone now has 8 schemes, and 8 schemes that we have hopefully very successful in the next week or so. We'll be starting one of those schemes, and we'll see the major works taking place in the Shannon. But as regards, there's other measures. You made Mealy Quair. I hopefully in the near distant future I'll be making more announcements in relation to that. But I can assure everyone, because I consider Mayo, Athlone, Limerick, and Cork are the areas that need to be protected and protected fast. And that's not taking away the smaller towns and villages that I'm working closely with local authorities. I'm meeting all the local authority executive in the next couple of weeks to reassure them that my department is open, we have money to spend, and we'll work closely with them. And we will do that successfully together as one unit. People talk as well in relation to CFRAM, and I should mention that we're breaking our EU rules. We are not. We're working very close with our EU department and working closely, updating them on every move we make. And by the end of this year, we will have CFRAM. And CFRAM is not, it's not what every member, either in Dáil Éireann or in this House, thinks is going to be the Bible to fix everything. It's a slow lead-in process to make things happen over the next 5, 6, 7 years. But one we have to, government is committed to, one that I'm fully committed to, and one that I believe will deliver on. But I can assure you, CFRAM, when it's announced, there'll be years where you'll have me back in and explain to you, why is my house never flooded? Why am I now in a floodplain? You have to get used to this, because what we're doing in our department, we're going to defend these houses going forward, but not every house will be possible. That's why we're looking at the Home Protection Scheme, and I hope to be able to roll out something in the new year in relation to that, to give the support to the people that's mostly affected in rural Ireland. And we all talk about CFRAM, it protects the urban areas. What about the rural? Well, let me tell you, this is part one, part two is to come. And I'll work closely with all departments in ensuring that we deliver in relation to that. The whole areas that I could go on here all day and all night and talking about different things, but I believe, ye believe, and the support I have from government and the support I have to say and from the Taoiseach is enormous, and I have to say he rings me on a daily basis over the last few weeks, making sure that everything was required for different things that happened over the last few days was there from both the support from himself and the support from my department and right across the house. And that's no different than what happened in Donegal. He was very much to the forefront, and I have to acknowledge when we looked at getting the army into Donegal, and I insisted, because I seen it alone as Senator McFadden, to help out with the private houses, not just the local authorities, and he gave me the green light, and that's why I was able to go back and tell the people in Donegal. And for Senator to say that in relation to the army and in relation to the Crothwell thing, I disagree with him, because I have to say, as a person that's been working with the first responders, not just in the last few days, over the last number of years, that once they're required to come in, they've been always first and done a job excellently and successfully. But that's not taken away from the good work of the local authorities. And they have to be commended for all the good work that they've done over the last few days, as should the Gardaí and the Civil Defence and the local volunteers and the community at large. Because there's not one member in the House wants to be waking up every morning where we see flooding or we see storms. We don't do it. And people are talking, you said a second ago, another storm coming the weekend. That's not official yet. It's not official yet, and I'm hoping and praying that it won't be, but if it is official and it is coming in, we are talking about 40 millimetre rain. And let me tell you, there's not some nights I don't sleep worrying about rain, because I know how tight is Mayo, I know how tight it is in Athlone, like I know my good friend here in relation to Limerick and Cork. I can only say to you that my door is open. If any want to meet me or invite me or go down, and I should say I am visiting Monaghan in the next couple of weeks. I've been asked by Minister Humphreys to attend up there, so I will be going up there. But my door is open to each and every one of you if you should wish to contact me. And I'm not here to talk politics or score points. I'm here for the people of this country to deliver on what I believe is what they're entitled to.